Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
So, Michael, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you kick us off by sharing with our listeners a bit about who you are?
Yeah, Michael Rice. I am the owner and operator of Mad Priest Hop Roasters here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My wife and I, we're not Chattanooga natives. We've been here for about 6 years now. And Mad Priest is about 4 years old. This is where we call home and trying to make a business thrive.
Can you tell us about your business and what you do?
You bet. So Mad Priest Coffee Roasters, we are a small batch coffee roasting company. We focus on three areas mostly. We do wholesale, but we really shine with our two retail stores on Wilcox Boulevard and Broad Street downtown. And then we have a very strong e-commerce platform where we sell all across the nation. And for us, kind of the thing that really makes us what I believe is unique is you can kind of look at our mission statement, which is we're crafting excellent coffee, we're sourcing good coffee, we're SCA certified roasters, and then we educate curious. So we try to find people who want to learn and experience cultures and new opportunities, not just through the coffee, but also through other things that we do with our business. And then the last line of our mission statement, which is champion the displays.
Can you share how your business makes a difference for our community?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, when we started the company, it was from the beginning that it was kind of intertwined in our blood and our DNA, which was we wanted to have an environmental and social impact. So we've always been pursuing being certified as a B Corporation. We're green light certified through Green Spaces locally. The Chamber's also awarded us with a diversity and inclusion award. And basically what we really strive to do is hire uniquely and economically mobilize our staff. So it's one thing to buy good coffee and all that good stuff, but on a local level, we hire as diverse as we can. We have a team of people who all get paid high above the industry standards, and they all assume leadership positions in a very short amount of time with the company. So for us, a lot of it just comes down to how can we impact people's lives directly through the business, which will then just kind of ripple effect throughout the community. And that's aside from a lot of the local things that we're involved with and nonprofits that we work with. But I'd say that's where we really shine is the people that we hire and seeing them thrive.
Michael, you mentioned economic mobility. Can you talk a little more about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So when we moved to Chattanooga, we had a lot of experience from India as far as working in places with a very large wealth gap. And so when we moved to Chattanooga, we started to notice there was this trend, and more so because we started getting into communities in Chattanooga that were kind of hidden. And because of our international roots, we were like looking for those communities. And so kind of upon noticing that wealth gap and that disparity in our own city, especially you go downtown and you don't really think about it, we really wanted to strive to create a business that was paying above the industry standard, because a lot of times people that have an actual living wage can then have better opportunity to not just, have the things they need, but also to own homes. And then you don't see as much displacement from development. So it's kind of this holistic picture for us is if we can impact our employees on an economic level, and then they can also be that kind of voice to their community, we can start to see communities not disappear as fast, especially as Chattanooga really makes its mark on the map.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.